Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The breaking news, new murder charges in the Kansas City Super Bowl parade shooting. Two adults now in custody, both held on $1 million bonds. Tonight, investigators warn more people could face justice.
We seek to hold every shooter accountable for their actions on that day. We are not done yet.
The CBS Evening News starts now. O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We do want to begin tonight with that breaking news with new arrests in the deadly mass shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. Missouri prosecutors charged two men, both in the hospital recovering from gunshot wounds, with murder in the shooting that killed a woman and injured 20 others. Police say the incident started with a verbal argument, quickly escalating when one of the suspects pulled a gun and began firing. Two juveniles were also detained on gun-related and charges and resisting arrest last week. Prosecutors say there could be even more arrests. The celebration of Kansas City's Super Bowl victory is just the latest public event to be marred by gunfire across the U.S. CBS's Charlie DeMar has the latest.
Tonight, new charges in the deadly shooting that broke out during the celebration for the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl win. Dominic Miller of Kansas City and Lindell Mays of Raytown, Missouri, now face charges of second-degree murder, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. Both men were also among the nearly two dozen shot during the chaos. Lisa Lopez Galvan, a mother of two and popular radio DJ, died in the shooting.
That argument very quickly escalated to Mays drawing his firearm. Almost immediately, others pulled their firearms.
The shooting happened when an estimated 1 million people were gathered to celebrate the Chiefs' Super Bowl victory. Shots were fired near the west side of Union Station, near the stage. Charging documents say there was an altercation between the suspects, who were both armed, and that it was Miller who fired the fatal shot that killed Lopez Galvan.
We seek to hold every shooter accountable for their actions on that day. Every single one.
After the tragic events of the Super Bowl parade in Kansas City,
Chiefs star tight end Travis Kelce and his brother Jason shared their condolences for the victims today.
All of the victims, their families. And tonight, the suspects are being held on $1 million bond. The new charges filed today are in addition to the charges filed last week against two juveniles. Nora?
Charlie DeMar, thank you. Let's turn now to the day's other big story, the weather, with 37 million people in California under threat as the latest atmospheric river event wallops the Golden State. Pounding rains, strong winds, dangerous surf, and mountain snow are causing havoc, with flood watches and warnings in effect from San Francisco to the southern border with Mexico. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports tonight from a hard-hit area south of Los Angeles.
Another day of pounding rain, and those who live on Southern California hillsides have had enough.
What's typically happened over the last year is I'm president.
Less than a decade ago, this land in the coastal city of Rancho Palos Verdes barely moved. Now, this whole community has seen the ground shift up to 10 feet in 1 year.
I mean, there's been a lot of movement in the area. I mean, I've seen the road change daily. Cracks that you didn't see before suddenly, you know, are appearing.
It's not just one storm, but a winter full of extreme storms. Los Angeles now on pace to break a February record. At the same time, the world keeps breaking temperature records. The warmer air holds more moisture, leading to heavier rainfall, a result of human-caused climate change. Today, nearly the entire state of California is dealing with at least one weather alert. Millions face a flood warning. These areas are under a winter storm warning, and most of the coast is being inundated by high surf. Dangerous waves are causing coastal flooding and beach erosion and dramatic rescues. These two people were trapped by rising floodwaters, both hoisted to safety. The storm impacting every resident. Those who have to drive through thousands of potholes, to those whose homes have already been lost in the nearly 600 mudslides, and these residents concerned they may be next.
You've lived in Southern California your whole life?
Yeah.
Does it scare you? Do you worry?
I do.
And tonight, this is what residents are most worried about. This home has sunk several feet. It was valued at $2 million and now appears to be a total loss. And this is what the rest of the street looks like. It has cratered. Officials saying at least 400 homes are now threatened as the rain continues, Nora.
Wow, it's devastating. Jonathan Vigliotti, thank you so much. Tragic developments tonight in the Houston area. The body of an 11-year-old girl who'd been missing since last week was found in a river today. And now a friend of her father's who'd been living on the family's property is facing charges in her murder. CBS's Omar Villafranca has the heartbreaking details.
I sadly announced that Audrey's body was located at the Trinity River on the U.S. Highway 59.
A sheriff confirmed what many feared. 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham was killed. Investigators spent the day combing the waterways outside of Houston for any clue into the disappearance before finding her body today.
We will continue to process the evidence that has been gathered to ensure that the justice for Audrey.
An Amber Alert was issued Thursday after investigators learned Cunningham never made it on the school bus that morning or to school that day. Search crews from several agencies were looking on the banks of the Trinity River.
My heart aches with this news.
Prosecutors say they will charge 42-year-old Don Stephen McDougal with capital murder. McDougal lived in a trailer behind the family's home and admitted to leaving with Cunningham on her way to school. He had a criminal past, including child enticement, but did not have to register as a sex offender. Cunningham's mom couldn't hold back tears when she spoke about her missing daughter late last week.
She has so many opportunities ahead of her, and she deserves every right to be able to reach those opportunities.
The sheriff said there were two keys in finding the girl's body. One was video evidence sent in by tipsters, and the other was the cell phone data from the suspect himself. If he's found guilty of capital murder, McDougal could get the death penalty. Nora?
That's what happens in Texas. Omar Villafranca, thank you. Well, now to the major takedown of one of the most notorious cyber crime gangs on the dark web. It's responsible for stealing hundreds of millions of dollars. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports that members of the Russian group called LockBit were indicted after years of ransomware attacks.
Today, the LockBit website said it was under law enforcement control. The feds have broken up arguably one of the world's most prolific ransomware rings, which began menacing and hijacking U.S. company computer systems in January 2020, with more than 2,000 victims and demanding hundreds of millions of dollars in ransom, more than $120 million of which was actually paid. two Russian nationals are accused of being part of a ring that targeted corporate giants like Boeing, major healthcare systems, even the Washington, D.C. Police Department.
There's always the concern about the whack-a-mole. Where does it pop up again? But certainly global law enforcement agencies coming together to disrupt is a positive step in cybersecurity.
Ransomware attackers use malicious software to seize control of computer networks of organizations and then demand ransom payments.
We fell prey to something that everybody's vulnerable to.
Major Warner is superintendent of schools in Fauquier County, Virginia, which took down its network and fought off an attack by Lockbit and its ransom demands in September.
You say it was a minor miracle. You got everything up and running again.
They threaten you with a bunch of stuff, and they threaten you with these timelines, so you have to spend time very quickly trying to figure out, are they bluffing?
Ransomware is a business model. And so the malicious actors are looking to earn money. And so we've seen cases where they've asked for money. The victim has come back and said, I can't afford that, but I can pay you this amount less. And they've taken it.
Among the items seized from the accused hackers, a decryption key the feds can use to help victims get control of their computer servers or get their private data back.
Really interesting, Scott. Also, some breaking news just coming in, unrelated, though, about Hunter Biden and a former FBI informant. What do we know?
His name is Alexander Smirnoff, arrested last week in Las Vegas, accused of making a false statement to the feds. After his arrest, he told agents, according to prosecutors, that people linked to Russian intelligence shared a false story about Hunter Biden. The feds want him held in jail till trial, saying he could peddle lies impacting the 2024 election.
Wow, that's interesting. I know there'll be more on that. Scott McFarlane, thank you. President Biden warned today that Russia is about to pay the price in the form of major sanctions for the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The White House says the sanctions will be announced Friday, right before the world marks 2 years since the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. We get details now from CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Just before jetting to L.A., the president warned Vladimir Putin a new financial crackdown is coming.
I told you we'd be announcing sanctions on Russia. We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
The move comes just 4 days after Russian authorities announced the death of famed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who had appeared perfectly healthy in a virtual court hearing the day before. Today, Navalny's mother showed up at the gates of the Arctic penal colony where he was imprisoned. They don't give me his body, she said, and they don't even tell me where it is. Hundreds of Russians have now been arrested simply for mourning Navalny's death. Among them, a 33-year-old Russian-American woman from L.A., detained in the central Russian city of Yekaterinburg. She's facing up to 20 years in prison after donating $50 to a pro-Ukrainian group.
I am in shock.
Her ex-mother-in-law spoke to CBS News.
I'm very concerned about her physical being, about her being able to get out of the jail. It's very tough right now.
White House officials tell us that the new sanctions will be aimed squarely at Russia's defense sector, but it's hard to say just how much they will sting because the U.S. and its allies already imposed such sweeping sanctions on Russia after it first invaded Ukraine nearly 2 years ago. Nora?
That's an excellent point. Nancy Cordes, thank you so much. It has been noted that Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has not denounced or even placed blame on Vladimir Putin for the death of Alexei Navalny. And that led the former president's opponent, Nikki Haley, to blast Trump and question why he hasn't called Putin a, quote, murderous thug. The former U.N. ambassador made some news today about her place in the race for president, which is days to go until the South Carolina primary. Here's CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
I'm not going anywhere.
On the verge of losing her home state primary, Nikki Haley is defying calls from Donald Trump to drop out of the race.
I feel no need to kiss the ring. I have no fear of Trump's retribution.
Pledging to play on through Super Tuesday, Haley slammed Trump as unelectable.
He's gotten more unstable and unhinged. He spends more time in courtrooms than he does on the campaign trail. He's so obsessed with his own demons from the past, he can't focus on delivering the future Americans deserve.
And in a rare emotional moment, Haley spoke about her husband, Michael, deployed overseas with the National Guard.
I wish Michael was here today. And I wish our children. And I could see him tonight, but we can't.
But so far, the former South Carolina governor hasn't been able to dent Trump's more than 30-point lead in the polls. The former president was greeted by enthusiastic supporters in Greenville before attending a town hall and a fundraiser. Trump supporters say Haley should get out of the race and let him focus on Biden.
The Republican Party's not giving funds to Trump, you know, until there's one primary person. So that's hurting Trump, too.
President Biden is heading into the general election with a cash advantage over Trump, who spent nearly $50 million on legal fees last year. The Biden campaign is reporting he has $130 million in the bank after raising $42 million in January.
And Trump's top advisors in a campaign memo today said the end is near for Nikki Haley, and they project the former president will have enough delegates to officially lock up the Republican nomination by March 19th at the latest. Nora?
Caitlin Huey Burns, thank you. A United Airlines flight makes an emergency landing after part of its wing breaks off. We'll have the details next.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A first-of-its-kind state Supreme Court ruling in Alabama could have a big impact on in vitro fertilization. In a wrongful death lawsuit brought by patients whose frozen embryos were destroyed when they were accidentally dropped, Alabama's high court ruled that the embryos are people, as far as the law is concerned, and entitled to the same protections as children. Critics of the ruling warn it could have sweeping implications on fertility treatments in the state and nationwide. A United Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing in Denver yesterday after part of its wing broke off. The Boeing 757 was heading from San Francisco to Boston with 165 passengers on board when the crew reported the problem. Records show the plane is 30 years old. It did land safely and passengers were put on another plane. We show you the new tactic law enforcement is using in the fight against fentanyl. That's next. Turning now to the fentanyl crisis in America. According to the CDC, the number of overdose deaths in the U.S. have nearly doubled in the last 4 years to more than 112,000 in 2023. CBS's Carter Evans takes an in-depth look at how a new task force in Los Angeles is holding dealers accountable, not just for selling drugs, but for murder. And a warning, some of the images are disturbing.
On public transportation in Los Angeles, surveillance video caught two men smoking fentanyl.
He takes a good inhalation.
A drug that can kill so fast, L.A. Sheriff's Lieutenant Bobby Dean says the man on the right is dead within 30 seconds.
It's 100 times more powerful than morphine, and it will kill you in an instant if you get a bad batch.
Why is fentanyl so popular?
It is extremely potent high, it is dirt cheap, and it is incredibly easy to get.
Lieutenant Dean leads a special task force that investigates fentanyl deaths, aiming to bring charges against dealers.
Are you essentially approaching these like a homicide when you go out?
They are absolutely approached like a homicide. It is a death investigation.
One of their cases, 18-year-old Jax Markley, poisoned by fentanyl in 2022.
I knocked on Jax's door.
Jax's mother Daisy.
When I opened the door, Jax was slumped over on the bed, and I just, you know, screamed for my husband.
Did you want to find the person who provided these drugs?
I wanted nothing less than to burn this person's world down.
Sheriff's office!
Prosecuting fentanyl dealers in fatal cases is a growing strategy nationwide. This man was run down and arrested in connection with a death in Florida. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna's department now investigates hundreds of fentanyl deaths a year.
You're talking about dealers potentially facing homicide charges.
That's the goal. Because what is the difference between somebody who stabs you or shoots you or is selling you pills that highly likely will kill you?
Last year, sheriff's deputies in Los Angeles County seized more than 3 million fentanyl pills, 300,000 more than 2022. We rode along with detectives as they made an undercover fentanyl street buy.
So that's it. It's done.
It's done.
They brought back this baggie with about 10 pills inside, disguised as a prescription pain medication.
How much was this purchased for?
This was for $80.
Is there enough there to kill someone?
Yes, there is, definitely.
They know damn well how deadly these things are.
The Markleys live nearby and asked to see the drug that killed their child.
Nobody should have to go through what we have gone through, losing a child.
Detectives arrested the person who allegedly gave Jax the fatal fentanyl. She's awaiting trial in federal court, while L.A. sheriff's deputies continue pulling double duty, responding to overdoses like this one and opening homicide investigations when their life-saving efforts are not enough. Carter Evans, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Important story. And Heart of America is next with the life-saving heroics of a Florida deputy you have to see to believe.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Finally, tonight, our new series, Heart of America, we celebrate Florida Deputy Dave Musgrove, who sprang into action to save the life of a six-month-old baby earlier this month. Musgrove came upon a horrific accident shortly after a motorcycle going over 100 miles an hour slammed into a vehicle with a woman and her two children inside. You can see in this dramatic body cam footage, it captured the deputy pulling a toddler to safety, only to realize a baby was also inside. Well, he performed CPR on the six-month-old until he heard baby Lola take a deep breath, saving her life. Lola's grandmother summed up how the family feels.
He will always be our hero. My entire family, both sides, we have undying gratitude to this man.
While the mother and her two daughters are said to be on the road to recovery, Deputy Dave Musgrove is tonight's Heart of America. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator.
Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.